Immune to calculation, love too has been dragged into the marketplace of expectations and returns. Love once stood beyond measurement, sacred precisely because it defied quantification, existing in the untouchable spaces between souls. It was revered as an immeasurable mystery transcending the worldly logic of exchange. Yet, in our desacralized era, where every emotion is dissected, evaluated, and commodified, love has lost its sanctuary, drawn inevitably into the transactional realm. Relationships are appraised, expectations calculated, and returns anticipated, transforming intimacy into an uneasy commerce of emotional investment and payoff. This commodification reduces love from a profound, sacred encounter to a marketable exchange, a tragic impoverishment of the human spirit. Perhaps our greatest rebellion against this cynical age lies in reclaiming love's sacredness, not through denial of its vulnerability, but precisely by choosing again to believe in the immeasurable, to cherish what defies management, and to embrace that rare, beautiful uncertainty that makes love genuinely human. Capitalism, driven by its endless hunger for expansion, has invaded even the most intimate corners of our lives. Emotions, once cherished as purely personal, have become territories ripe for commercial exploitation. Romantic gestures, formerly spontaneous expressions of affection, are now standardized commodities, packaged neatly on store shelves. Dating, once a private adventure between individuals, has evolved into subscription models, swiping apps, and algorithm-driven transactions. Weddings, which were once simple celebrations of union, are transformed into lavish status symbols priced per guest, measured by extravagance rather than sincerity. Even feelings themselves have become currency, traded through purchased gifts, extravagant vacations, and carefully managed attention, creating debts of gratitude and obligations of reciprocity. This colonization of intimacy by capitalism erodes the authenticity of human connection, turning genuine affection into a mere market exchange. Our profoundest experience of love risk becoming hollow economic rituals, robbing humanity of the last space untouched by commerce, the sacred, unquantifiable intimacy between souls. True love fundamentally depends on duration, a willingness to spend time without guarantees, embracing uncertainty as a part of its essence. Love, in its authentic form, unfolds gradually, nurturing intimacy through patience and shared experiences rather than immediate returns. Yet today, in our culture of instant gratification, love is increasingly pressured to demonstrate its worth swiftly, subjected to constant evaluation of short-term performance. If the investment of emotional energy doesn't yield quick, visible returns, it is rapidly abandoned in search of a more profitable encounter. This urgency distorts the very nature of love, turning it from a slow, meaningful exploration into a hurried transaction, a test it can rarely pass. In doing so, we can impoverish our own emotional lives, discarding profound possibilities simply because they fail to instantly gratify. Perhaps, reclaiming the courage to endure uncertainty, to trust in the quiet resilience of patience, is precisely the antidote our age desperately requires. Emotional consumerism represents perhaps the most profound shift in how we relate to each other today. People have become commodities, consumed as quickly and thoughtlessly as digital content, selected through swipes, judged at a glance, and discarded when they no longer satisfy curated desires. Human relationships transform into transactions. Others exist primarily as providers of emotional supply, evaluated constantly on their ability to meet shifting preferences and fleeting needs. Instead of genuine connection, we seek entertainment, validation, or temporary relief, scrolling endlessly through a market of disposable interactions. This culture reduces human beings to emotional commodities, available on demand, yet inherently replaceable, leaving us trapped in cycles of perpetual dissatisfaction. Perhaps our only escape is to reject emotional consumerism and recognize again the irreplaceable humanity of others, resisting the impulse to consume, choosing instead to truly see, value, and cherish those around us, beyond the metrics of immediate gratification.